Happy Thanksgiving from All Things Considered and NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. We're going to begin this hour in Lebanon, where political leaders and foreign envoys are engaged in last-minute talks. They're trying to resolve a dispute over the presidency that's threatening to plunge Lebanon into a dangerous power vacuum. The current president is due to step down at midnight Friday, and Lebanon's bitterly divided political elite can't agree on a successor. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story from Beirut.
Rain, thunder, and hailstorms have battered Beirut for the past 3 days as this small country lurches towards yet another political crisis. The Lebanese parliament is supposed to elect a new president by midnight Friday, but lawmakers have postponed the vote 4 times since September, and they say it's unlikely they will agree on a compromise candidate before the deadline.
We are running out of time.
Ali Hamdan is a top aide to Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri.
Until now, we didn't find a compromise could help to bring back stability and discipline to the political game in Lebanon.
For almost a year, the country's political elite has been split between an opposition bloc backed by Syria and Iran and a Western-supported coalition, which holds a tiny majority in parliament. Most key members of that coalition have been holed up in a heavily guarded wing of one of Beirut's luxury hotels after 4 pro-government members of parliament were assassinated here. Speaking by telephone from his hotel room, lawmaker Wael Abu Faour blamed the assassinations on neighboring Syria.
Because we know that the intentions and the plans of the Syrian regime is to kill more MPs and to cut down this majority, to become a minority. And they will use the political assassination again.
Lebanon has drifted from one political crisis to another since the murder of former Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri in 2005. For the last 11 months, opposition groups led by the Shiite movement Hezbollah have staged a sit-in in downtown Beirut aimed at ousting the pro-Western government. The political stalemate has crippled the economy and left many Lebanese disillusioned. Rola Qasim runs a jewelry shop a few blocks from the opposition encampment.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, even if we have presidential elections, I don't think that the problems are going to be resolved.
Negotiations over the presidency have been complicated by Lebanon's position at the center of a regional struggle pitting the U.S., Egypt, and Saudi Arabia against Iran and Syria. Yesterday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice warned Syria not to interfere in the Lebanese election process.
This needs to go to the parliament and be decided. And that is the point that we're making. And it really ought to be decided without foreign interference and certainly without any foreign intimidation.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner has led an international mediation effort shuttling between Lebanon's rival political barons, trying to hammer out a solution, so far with few results. Today, members of the Western-backed faction threaten to ignore the Hezbollah-led opposition and use their tiny majority in parliament to elect their own candidate for president. That threat brought a sharp rebuke from Shiite politician Ali Hamdan.
It's an act of war.
As tensions mount, the Lebanese police and army have been deployed around Beirut during what should have been a day to celebrate Lebanon's independence 64 years ago. About 100 people marched through the city's rain-soaked streets today, waving Lebanese flags. It was, says organizer Makram Weiss, an appeal to all Lebanese for peace.
This march is a message to everyone, including our politicians, to try and find peaceful solutions to our crisis and problems.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.